Israel says it's redeploying forces in the southern Gaza Strip. Troops today began to pull back from the Rafah refugee camp, though a few will remain. Israeli officials say soldiers have been looking for tunnels that are used to smuggle weapons, but the Israeli military acknowledged today that it didn't find any new ones. The four-day operation killed at least 40 Palestinians. From Jerusalem, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
The destruction is significant. Piles of twisted concrete, torn up roads, downed power lines, demolished homes. After 3 days of raids and house-to-house searches, the military says it has gathered intelligence about what it terms terrorist activity in the area through interrogations of dozens of residents and those it labeled gunmen. Security sources say one notable achievement was the arrest of one of the heads of the gangs of weapons smugglers. But Operation Rainbow, as the incursion is dubbed, yielded nothing this week by way of the honeycomb of tunnels the army says Palestinians use to bring in weapons from Egypt. As troops withdrew today, Palestinians who had been ordered to hole up in their houses ventured out to glimpse the damage. Others returned to their homes after having fled the Israeli advance that began Tuesday. A week filled with dozens of Palestinian funerals, there were no Israelis killed, ended with stunned residents surveying the wreckage of their cordoned-off neighborhoods. A military spokesman said forces took special care to limit housing demolitions, but acknowledged that approximately 7 homes had been destroyed, including the home of an operative of the Islamic Jihad. The army says many more homes were damaged amid what it called exchanges of fire and streets rigged with explosives in the battle zone. Local Palestinian officials put the number of homes destroyed in one neighborhood at 25. Physicians for Human Rights Israel reported complaints that food, water, and blood supplies were running low in the area sealed off by soldiers. A UN spokesman said water trucks reached the area today and were mobbed by local residents. The Israeli military says that a health crisis does not exist and that it has worked with local officials to, quote, enhance the humanitarian assistance and ease the situation of the civilian population. The army also says it has dispatched teams to repair the damaged water and electricity supplies. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Jerusalem.